الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والبدن جعلنا لكم من شعائر الله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى in his great mercy brought us in this world mainly to recognize him. الله الحديث قدسي: كنت كنزا مخفيا فأحببت أن أعرف. I was a hidden treasure and I desired I must be recognized. And وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Allah did not create jinn and man but that they must worship Allah Ta'ala. The direct translation and the tafsir: إلا ليعرفون, to recognize me. So Allah has given us this opportunity to recognize Allah, to find that treasure. And any treasure, even dunya's treasure, when a person finds, then what enjoyment he gets. And you get the treasures of deen. If the treasure of namaz opens on a person, the treasure of Quran Sharif, the treasure of dua, the treasure of zikrullah, all these. And all this it leads to Allah. When Allah opens, when a person, what is said, you get nisbat with Allah, you get connected with Allah. And that is the actual connection, not that I think I'm connected. Like a person thinks I'm in love, but it's infatuation. A small distraction and he goes in another direction. Love is something else, and love of Allah Ta'ala. So when a person finds that, that is why Allah created us. If we understand that, we will see we were not created for even permissible business, for permissible all dunya things. They are permissible. They are not the object. And we are not created for business. We are not created for dunya. And worse than that, to satisfy our passion, our desire, or living a non-Muslim lifestyle just because it is being put in such a way that that is the thing and all the wrong things. And we are so much involved in all the wrong things. And with doing all those wrong things, lifestyle, holidaying, education, all of the kuffar, and we just put some little bit deen in there. A little bit like you cooking, you put 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon jiru, just a little bit deen we added in there, and now we're thinking we are dindar. And that we become authorities of deen, in fact. And we dictate to other people about deen. So how far aren't we gone? And the purpose was to find Allah. That was the main purpose. Our whole life was supposed to be that. Our children, we must harness them, rear them, guide them in that way. Our friends, everyone. But unfortunately, that is not part of our life at all. And then in all this whole life of ours, Allah gave us special occasions. One great is the month of Ramadan, in which a person should, if we had some idea, he should go by leaps and bounds in that direction. And Allah is unlimited. Every quality of his is unlimited. No matter how much we have found Allah, we'll still find I'm still at zero. Allah is I have to still work tremendously towards finding Allah Ta'ala. So that is, then Allah gave us this month of Ramadan. Before that, it was, the whole momentum was built up with Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. And Rajab are two main things. One thing, and in the one, another great thing. The Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also we should think, and we should read up, we should catch up on what Mi'raj was. What a great occasion. And the sum total of Mi'raj was Salat, Namaz. to be devoted to Allah Ta'ala. And namaz, that our outward postures are also correct. The times of our namaz, our clothing, our appearance, everything has to be correct. Our total dedication and devotion to Allah Ta'ala. As we had mentioned, that Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah alayh, a great pious king, in one of his meetings with his ministers, when one minister just put his button, his collar button in place, and he became so angry, and he said, at this time when we're having a meeting, that was enough, meeting with the king, and meeting on an important matter, and you thought of your button. He said, the next time you do that, I'll fire you. And every namaz is a meeting with the sovereign of sovereigns, the king of kings. And our Shaykh, what a arif of Allah Ta'ala. He explained who Allah Ta'ala is in one aspect. As we see Allah's name written on the board here, you'll see, and it's permissible according to calligraphy, you can write Allah's name in a different way also. Like, for example, there are many words in Arabic also. You can write them in different ways. The whole Quran Sharif's calligraphy can only be written in that way. It's not permitted to write it in another way. There are many words that can be written in different ways, but the Quran Sharif, how it is written, it must be only written in that way. And many words, one place they are written this way, another place another way. It has to be written as it is written. So it is with the name of Allah. It's the two lams, Allah, can be written different ways also, but it's not permissible. It's only permissible to write it as it is, as we know it, as it's written here. And our Shaykh said, if you look at it, the two lams together, it's a picture of a crown. Because Allah, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, Allah Ta'ala is the king of all kings. And all other kings are the king of the one country. But Allah is Malikul Mulk, the sovereign of all sovereignty, king of all kingdoms. So there is a tashdeed on top. So there is another crown on top of Allah Ta'ala. So then now that Allah, you really so great, then on top of the tashdeed, you'll see like an exclamation mark. That is He so great. And then the who at the end, yes, it's only Him. There is nobody else like Allah Ta'ala. So the name of Allah Ta'ala is also so beautiful, so great. And there is beauty in how it's written here. If you have to write it in the other way, which are permissible, there isn't that beauty which is in this way. And the alif at the beginning, Hazrat explained, is like all countries, they've got their flags. And they, for the flag, they've got a flag pole on which the flag pole is there. And then the flag is right on top. So you'll see the alif is also like that. It is like that flag pole and the flag. And on some occasions, the flag, they let it fly at high mass, full. It must fly. So Allah's flag is all the time full mass. Because Allah Ta'ala is the only being who is so great. So it is He that we have to find. So Allah brought the various occasions, and then Allah, the whole life is so important for a Muslim. We don't find what we today, for good people, we have to have holidays. And in the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't find such holidays. Going for a resort for a few days, you have been overworked in Ramzan, now you must go and rest a little bit. Or you went in Jamaat, now you need a few days off and you must go and rest. Nothing. But in fact it comes, Siyahatu Ummati, al-Jihadu fi sabilillah. The touring of my Ummat is make Jihad in the path of Allah. That was supposed to be. Our rest is Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. The object of rest, holidays, is to find itminan. And that itminan is in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that is where our mu'min's whole way of life is different. So Ramadan was that occasion Allah brought where everything is heavily intensified. Rewards are so great. The mujahada must be so much more. All that. And then from Rajab then to Shaban. And from Shaban into Ramadan. And Ramadan, the first 10 nights, are the nights of the rahmat of Allah. If a person still didn't get up, the second 10 nights of the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala. And then the last 10 nights, itqum minan nar, to be completely free. And then at the end comes the prize-giving night also. Comes the last night of Ramadan also. Comes the night of Eid also. All these are special occasions. Then the day of Eid comes. When people, when they proceed, like all going to Maidan-e-Hashr now. All are going. And then the Malaika also everywhere. And then Allah asks the Malaika that my servants who worked, what should be their pay? And they say, it's only right that those who work must be given their pay accordingly. So according to, yeah, also everyone can see what was my work, according to that I'm going to be paid. So what pay can I expect? If we were busy with cell phones, must expect that kind of a pay. If we were busy with namaz, taraweeh, and we only joined the taraweeh, the first rakat, when the imam is just about to go in ruku, then that will be my pay. For how our Ramadan was, how our lives were, our namazes, and everyone, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Your record of deeds are with you. Read it and you'll see what you're going to get. So the day of Eid should remind us of that also. So anyway, on this journey to Allah, we are on that journey. And we have to find Allah. We start with correction of our aqaid. And then after that, our ibadat must be together with that. Our ibadat must be also our muamalat, muasharat, akhlaqiyat, our adab, etc. Everything must be in order. And there is no, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, ho ke bhi manzil, wo meri manzil nahi. There are many stations on this road. But being a station, it's not my station. Your destination, you want to go from here by train to Durban to Cape Town. You have many stations will come on the way. They are my stations. They're showing me I am on the right road. I'm going to my direction, to my destination. But that's still not my station. Don't get off at any station on the way. Reach your destination. And our destination is Allah Ta'ala, the being of Allah. When we have been, so to say, immersed in Allah Ta'ala. And we're just thinking that we reach that stage that nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ke unki gali se aap nikalne na paaye. Nisbat, connection with Allah, is that, what is this nisbat? What is this connection? When have you been connected with Allah? When you just cannot come out from Allah Ta'ala. Everywhere, you just, middle of the night you wake up, your thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala. Wherever you are, so much so, Buzurgs have written a beautiful example, like especially train travel in India, perhaps not now so much, but before, you are traveling with your family of 8-10 children, your wife. She just gave birth. She's got a two-week-old child in her hand. Her two-year-old child is also who's running around all the time. And you are going to your in-laws and you have taken presents for them. You have taken a can of ghee. You have taken a bag of rice. All things also, and you're going to stay there for a month or so. And all that you are taken. You are traveling by third class, no reservation. And when the train comes to the station, it stops for 2 minutes perhaps. And passengers all are rushing to get off. The doorway, which is hardly half a meter broad, just very narrow. And how many people are rushing to come out? And everyone is pushing one another. And those who want to get on, they also have to get on in the same time. In that narrow place, 50 people want to come down. And another 80 people want to get on. And your time is also limited. And you, a Muslim, your wife is in parda, and you don't want her to jostle and bump and be crushed by other people. Your small baby, your two-year-old child, who he is running this side and that side. In that procedure you have to get on. In that also you don't forget Allah. Your thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala even at that time. That is the time when a person, you won't think. But Allah Ta'ala our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that Allah is that friend, will never leave you in the lurch when you are in a desperate condition. So when you're in that condition also, if you have got that connection with Allah, Allah Ta'ala will not leave you. What will happen, for example, you see the guard himself comes and he will tell all the people, move away, let these people now, without any difficulty you'll go in. Or you'll find Allah sends malaika at that time. And malaika comes many times. People who have reported they've seen malaika come dressed in very different ways also, which you don't even recognize them. And they come like in a very rough way, big mustache, and dressed also like in a very... And they will push all the other people. They'll put you to sit on your place, and then they will offer you tea also. That must be bring tea for you. So when you are man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu, a person who has become Allah, Allah won't leave you then in such condition. In fact, as it comes in the hadith, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ zaman, a time will come upon people, الْقَابِضُ عَلَى دِينِهِ, a person who will hold firm to his deen. In the eyes of the people, he is like an outcast. He doesn't know what's happening in the dunya. He's a lost case. But الْقَابِضُ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِضُ عَلَى الْجَمَرَةِ, he's holding a burning coal in his hand. Such difficult condition. What Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, their rewards, ujuruhum, kamithli khamsina minkum. Their rewards are like 50 people of you. The Sahaba said of them, the people around them. He said, no, amongst you of the Sahaba. So Allah won't let go a person when he does that. 50 rewards of 50 Sahaba he will get. This is a zamana that one person, whoever will stand up and hold on to his deen, and the true deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the reward of 50 Sahaba we can get today. So this is the occasion that Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Now is the time to go towards Allah Ta'ala. So as we go, and we have to make effort, and Allah reward all who made the efforts, and when we have the kitabs which are being read, and we try and bring the whole of deen, our focus is on the whole of deen, and we try and practice upon deen. Not only we leave deen here back in the khanqah, or if we go in jamaat, we leave it back in the jamaat. Or in Makkah, Medina, very sadly, today you can't say that you leave your deen even there. Hey, as we read yesterday about the brother of Durban who wrote that Jerusalem, Baitul Muqaddas, it is a tourist attraction. Thorough tour, like you go to Paris or New York or London, some place like that. And people then have reported that unfortunately, Medina Sharif is also becoming like that. Yeah, our own people sending messages to one another. When you go to Medina Sharif, don't forget that coffee shop. And don't forget that other coffee shop. Those are the attractions now. All the coffee shops and the hookah shops. And all that, like it's a complete tourist attraction. Nothing of deen is left in there. Not in the dressing of anyone, the local Palestinian people. And that is why we must make lot of dua. That way we make dua for Allah's help to come. And the things which are not allowing the help of Allah to come, those things must be removed. There, at the moment, there are those mothers who one day, who are hell-bent, their daughter must become a singer, must become a dancer, all this kind of things, all that way of life. So with the two main things when Allah's azab come, tashabbu bil kuffar, when we make tashabbu and we live like the kuffar, and to the extent that our thinking has become like the kuffar, and ikhtilat bil kuffar, when we mix with them, with all the enemies of Allah Ta'ala, and we mix freely with them, and it doesn't harm us in any way. And also remember, one is if you have to mix with a Jew, a Christian, for example, and nobody will doubt that they know that he's a Jew, he's a Christian, because of your business you mix him, you perhaps invited him home also. There isn't that fear of that. But with our Muslim people who are destroying Islam from inside, and you mix with them, then it looks like you're in agreement with them. You got no qualms. about what they are doing. They attend interfaith meetings. I got no problem. I still mix with him. I joke with him. I laugh with him. I eat with him. A person who goes to the church and goes and worship there, and then you still mix with that person and you joke with him. There is, remember also, which ulama have explained, that one is a guna of the ordinary person, and one is a guna of a person who is a muqtada, a leader person, who people follow. The ordinary person, if he commits a guna, like an ordinary Muslim, he goes into a brothel, he goes into a, where they're selling wine, a bar, they'll see what he's doing. But if an alim goes there, Maulana is going. And worse, if the people got the conviction, Maulana can't do anything wrong. So it must be right. So going to the bar is right. You mix with women and talk with them on TV panel shows. So it must be right. These other ulamas, they, I don't know what's wrong with them. They think it's haram. You can't mix with women and you can't sit and talk with them. That guna is much more worse. And to attack that guna is much more important. If an ordinary one Muslim goes to a bar, goes to a brothel, everyone knows it's wrong. And this poor person, we know he's like that. Allah give him hidayat, he'll come right. But if a person who has got knowledge of deen and he, and then we still cover up, لِمَا تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَتْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ. That this Allah says, why do you mix the wrong with the right? And you are covering up the right. In the process also, you are covering up the right. So anyway, this is our route that we have to take. And we have to find Allah, please Allah Ta'ala. And this cannot happen until finally our akhlaq also comes right. That is also very important. And very seldom do we pay attention to our akhlaq. So our akhlaq, in this ayat-e kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ. Your ilah, your object of worship, when you're in ease and you want help, when you're in difficulty you want help, when you are desperate you want help, that is ilah. Who you'll turn to, who you'll seek help from, is only one. وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ. One Allah Ta'ala. In Sayyakul, Samala Ayat, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَاهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. That He is only one. No partners He has got. No intermediaries Allah has got. You don't have to go through everyone. Is allowed to go directly and must come directly to Allah Ta'ala. As a beautiful example is given, that a person, if you got work in a government department, their working hours are 9 to 4, whatever companies, businesses, officers have got that time. Allah's office hours are 24/7, all the time. And you can't expect to go to a government office 2 o'clock at night and then expect it to be open and they're going to serve you and do your work. Allah's best time is middle of the night. Wherever you are in the world, whenever the middle of the night, when there is sannata, quietness, serenity, not a car on the road, nobody walking on the roads, that's the best time when Allah is 24/7, all the time. But those are the best times. And whoever will go, whatever time, you'll get full attention. But this is extra special attention at those hours. And Allah Ta'ala, the whole world together can be calling on Allah. Allah attends to everyone, every moment, all the time, fully. Allah won't give you divided attention. Everyone will get full attention from Allah Ta'ala. You won't have to make an appointment and then on your slot you come in. Now, whenever you come, and you are welcomed by Allah Ta'ala. So that is Allah Ta'ala, that we have to go to Allah, and Allah is there all the time. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illahu And the special qualities, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, that Allah is the most merciful, most compassionate. These words can't explain the compassion and the mercy of Allah. And nobody can explain it, what the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala are. On one occasion, and on a safar, and the Sahaba, they saw a lady where a little fire was burning, and the child could have been burned, and the mother saved the child. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Sahaba, do you think the mother, she will put her child in the fire? When she put her life in danger to save her child? Impossible. Where will a mother? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, all the love the mothers of the world have got, and in saving their children, much more than that is Allah's love to save His creation from the fire of Jahannam. It is, Allah has made it and He wants us to be saved. Really, as it is said, if a person is not forgiven in Ramadan, he didn't get saved from Allah's azab in Ramadan. When Allah's rahmat and protection is coming down in torrents, that person must be so wayward out. Just to give you an understanding, one person in KwaZulu-Natal, many years ago, in one of the country towns of KwaZulu-Natal, he was a Muslim man, but he was running a brothel for the local people, and all liquor, beer, all that he should sell. Women were there, everything. But comes Ramzan, he closes it. He wasn't keeping roza, he was not a namazi, but closed. And his clients, they should plead with him that you don't drink, we know you don't drink, you don't womanize. This is for us, keep it open, we can't live without this. This is our life, we can't live, but he shouldn't. And finally, when his mort came, death, so much he respected Ramzan, that he shouldn't keep rozas, no namazes, but close his brothel in Ramadan. When his mort came, 27th night, day of Jummah. So a person who even just little respects the Allah Ta'ala will reward accordingly. And so a person who tries more, how much won't Allah Ta'ala give? Allah give us. So yeah, this is the month that we have to find. So wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, that great being, keep Allah in mind. Falahu aslimu, totally submit to Him. Surrender totally. When Allah will give on these things so much, how much won't end forever? And dunya, let not the stupidity of this dunya and dunya's thinking overtake us. You work yourself to the bones for this dunya, knowing I'm going to leave it behind. And in most cases, knowing I'm leaving fitna behind me. My immediate family, my children, what my wife, they're going to fight with one another for all that money that I'm going to leave behind. So, and you know it, how more stupid can a person be? And for that, and you know I'm going to die. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazakumullah Khair says, one of the greatest proof that Akhirat exists and the life of Akhirat exists is mort itself. If there wasn't Akhirat, then what you working for, you should be enjoying all the time. So much you work for and so much you earn, so much you build up, so much investments you make, all to be left behind, that can never be. It's totally illogical. Just as it's illogical, the world came up with a big bang, or that people were born from monkeys. Just like that, it's totally impossible that there isn't something after life. That is the real life. For that a person works. So a person works for that, and what Allah is going to give there. So that is what we have to work for. And more than that is to find Allah and to be connected with Allah. Fortunate are those people who get that connection in this worldly life. Now, and mashallah, as we explained, some young people get that connection. What to say of them? Some young woman, young girls, unmarried, and what connection of Allah. And Allah gives this, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, dunya Allah gives to whom He loves, and whom He doesn't love, He gives dunya also. Many kuffar, how much dunya? Many Muslims, how much of dunya Allah has given? And deen, Allah says, I only give it to those people who I love. And who I love, I give them iman. So that is
a great, great thing that when a person, and who Allah Ta'ala gives, when Allah Ta'ala, we have to work. There are two ways to reach Allah. One is Allah pulls you just to Himself. And one is you make an effort, inabat, you go towards Allah Ta'ala. In any case, that also Allah will pull you towards Him. But that is, Allah has given us this opportunity. So, falahu aslimu, surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. Your thoughts also bring it, that your thinking also is 100% Islamic. And complete imaniyat, and on the akhirat, our iman on all imaniyat and maghibat, things that we can't see, life of the qabr, complete conviction. Very fortunate is that person. Quran is the book. All the knowledge of everything is in the Quran Sharif. I don't need anything else if I've got Quran Sharif. And that comes into us. That deen is the ultimate. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Where Allah Himself says, I have completed, I have perfected deen, watmamtu alaykum na'mati, and I have completed my na'mat, Allah, and my na'mat, which has got a special connection, my special thing, my special gift, my special gift, my deen. I haven't just given it to you, I've completed it in perfection and completion. That is deenul Islam. Where can a Muslim in anything look around anywhere else? Where can we ask where birthday parties are not in? If birthday parties are not in Islam. Anything what is not of Islam, nothing like that. All celebrations and all many things that we have, just when Islam, the greatest ni'mat Allah, and Allah finally declares, Raditu, I have been pleased with you. Allah, what Allah has chosen, what Allah has designed, what Allah has manufactured, what Allah has made, and this I am pleased with you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. As your deen, your way of life, not your religion. That there are few boys playing soccer, cricket, time for prayer, Jew goes to the synagogue, Christian goes to the church, Hindu goes to the temple, Muslim goes to the masjid. Not like that, not my religion, my way of life. Whether I'm in business, Islam is there for me. Whether if I'm in sports, Islam is there. Whether my Islam allows me the sports, which sports does Islam allow? To what extent does this everything of deen? So that has to come. So Allah Ta'ala says, those who have done this, then naturally they will surrender to Allah, and those who have surrendered like that, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, and give clear tidings to the مُخْبِتِينَ. The مُخْبِتِينَ, the dictionary translation of مُخْبِتِينَ is that land of ground that like it has got no value. Everyone walks on it, spits on it, defecates on it. There's no, it's for the dogs also, for the donkeys also, for everyone they walk on that road. That land got like that, a person who has become totally effaced himself. Not only humility, not only tawadu, but he doesn't know that I'm living also. One is a person, he has got tawadu, and he knows that I've got tawadu. And one is a person who doesn't even know that I'm anything. That he gets, and mashallah, there are such people. You tell them make dua, they get shocked and surprised. I must make dua? Where I'm fit for dua? I'm not a dua person. If somebody tell us, yes, I'm the dua person. For duas, I'm the markaz of duas. You want duas, I'm the pious person. My duas are 100% accepted by Allah. And one is that person who doesn't think anything. And you give him a little gift. Me? A gift? I must get a gift? Where I'm fit for it? They're totally effaced whatsoever. Sheikh Ahmad Rifai, rahmatullah alayh, was a person of that caliber, of the Sayyid Khandan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for whom when he made salam at the Rauza Mubarak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand came to greet him. Of all who were present at that time at in the Haram, they witnessed this. But what did he do after that? He went and lay at the door of the Haram. And he asked all the people to walk over him, that this could bring bigness in me, that I'm somebody. So let them walk over me. So that everyone was mocked. So much he had effaced himself. On one occasion, he was in his home, and with his wife, and a khadim, who was a person of that area, where they are very hot-headed. And he went for some work, and the wind blew and blew the curtain. And he saw that his wife, with some utensil of the kitchen, hitting him on the head. And he's sitting and accepting. When he came out, he said, "I want to kill your wife." "You want to kill her?" "It's because of her Allah gave me all this martaba. I tolerate her." I, in front of his wife, he's like a nothing. Not petticoat government. He's like a nothing in front of his wife. So where Allah took him? In his khanqa, Imam Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi writes, he went there 15th Shaban for Ramzan. Over 100,000 people had come already. And all hosted, and everything, accommodation, hosting from his side for everyone. 40,000 inkpots, when he should speak, they should write down. What was his position? All because he said that humility and to efface yourself is everything. That I'm absolutely nothing whatsoever. So that quality, that is mukhbitin. And then Allah gives four qualities here. And they are not only this, many places in the Quran Sharif, many places in the hadith, these people who have got this complete humility and akhlaq of the highest standard, and that is what is required. And Islam spreads when there is akhlaq in us. Our namazes will be for us for akhirat. Our hajj, we are doing it only amongst the Muslims. Our akhlaq and good character, our financial dealings, when they are correct and according to the teachings of Islam. For example, one great teaching of Islam, that a person, if he buys something from you, and then he comes back again, and he says, "I would like to cancel the deal, give my bicycle back, give my money back." A person who does that, Allah will set his yoke, his neck free on the day of Qiyamah. Because he set that person free. One good friend of ours in Botswana, Gaborone, he says that he had a business, and mashallah, Allah has given him a lot. He's just flourishing. But anyway, when he was still in his beginning stages, and he had a retail shop and very big supermarket, big shop. And a lady came, one of the local ladies, she says, "I bought this radio here and I wish to return it again." So he went to him in the office and told him that this place, he said, "You know our rule, anyone come back and they want you." But he said, "You can see the signs of usage here. Usually when you return something, it must be in the package, all the original, everything, then they accept it. But I can see the signs of you." He said, "No, it's our rule, you give her money back." She went out and there were stairs coming to the shop. She stood there and at the top of her voice, she was shouting, "Anyone wants to buy, come to this shop. There is no better shop you can do business with than this shop. This advertisement of word by mouth. There is no better advertisement than that. And when your own customer, they express and they advertising for you, there is no better. And how much Allah has given him." So, but sadly, we find today in Jewish shops, the notice is there. That any goods bought and you want to return it, we will accept it gladly. And Muslim shops, you will find the notice. Goods once sold are not returnable. So these are the things that we have to bring. That will spread Islam, our akhlaq. For example, if we have in us, if somebody needs a loan, there are other factors also which have to be considered. But you give him the loan, and you gave him 100,000 rand loan, for example, for 6 months. Pay me after 6 months. Every day for 6 months, you are getting sawab as though you are giving 100,000 charity in the path of Allah. 6 months, 180 days. 180 days times 100,000. All that, every day you're getting so much sawab. 6 months came to an end. He said, "I'm sorry, I've got still problems. I can't manage. Give me another 2 months." And you agree, you give him whatever time again. Now for every day, double that amount you are getting. So if that is in us, But today, when somebody is in a problem, you can give him 2 million, 10 million, take him out of the problem, but we will want to buy him out. He's desperate now. And whatever he can get on the market, the poor man, on that little straw, he's just hinging on that straw. We good Muslim people, pious, 5 times namaz, at that time we push him down. And we buy him out for a song. These things have to come. So these mukhbitin, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. And this is that akhlaq, finally, that has to come into us. Don't think we are big Sufi sahibs and that we spend and I got khilafat and now I'm guaranteed Jannah. Nothing of that sort. We have to see. So we have to work to this and keep this ideal in our mind. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That's the first sign. Their hearts are overtaken with awe. And their hearts are overtaken with itminan. That no matter what difficulty, somebody say, just trust on Allah. And just that word Allah has put you at ease. That your uncle who is so wealthy, he said, I will sort you out. You haven't got itminan on his words as you got that he dispersed. Allah will sort you out. Allah will look after me. You are sick and you are in pain. You are in difficulty. Allah is with you. Have sabr. And that puts you, give you that awe of the name of Allah and itminan on the name of Allah. We don't, in our namaz, we don't think of Allah. And we still thinking, I'm a big buzzer. Yeah, I got this. I got some idea of this. But our namaz, our zikr we make and we are sleeping. What kind of zikr we are making? Quran, Sharif, tafsir in the morning and we are sleeping. Allah's kalam being explained to us. And we don't know, we didn't study. We have an opportunity to listen with passion, but we no interest like. So, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابُهُمْ. In a different way, Allah has said it there. Not الَّذِينَ إِذَا صَابَتُمُ الْمُصِيبَةِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابُهُمْ. And those people who make sabr on whatever reaches them. No complaint. And sabr is that person who doesn't complain. Sabr is that person who doesn't want to take revenge. Sabr is that person who don't complain to anyone. Anything happen, innama ashku basri wa husni ila Allah. Not you go and tell, sing a big song in the morning. Last night mosquitoes were troubling me. And last night bed bugs and the people were talking loud. And the alarms were going around all sides. And I was disturbed all the time. No complaint to anyone. Ayyub alayhi salam, different riwayat, up to 18 years of what kind of illness? The world left him. Not his murid, his followers left him as a Nabi of Allah. His family left him. Only his wife stood by him. And no one else. And after this, and no complaint even to Allah, I'm sick. After 18 years, he made dua. Inni mastanni ad-dur. He didn't say anything. He said, I got some taklif, that's all. So much he said, Allah immediately took away and gave him more followers than before. Then all his wealth, it started raining gold on him. And all the other great wealth, family came back. Allah gave him much more than before also. So only to Allah Ta'ala. So, وَصَابِرِينَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. Not we go and shout all the time, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. That any little problem, go and make a big noise in front of everyone. Demonstrate there, march there, does that. Our marching must be by Allah. Our demonstration must be by Allah. We turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that also we see the man of Allah, they knew Allah knows everything. And they didn't even ask Allah Ta'ala. Sabr. Today we don't know what is sabr and we say, I must make sabr whole life. I can't make sabr. Our young girls in their new marriages, no idea of what sabr is. Our young boys can't tolerate and do any. These are the qualities that we have to got. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا صَابُهُمْ وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Those people who make iqamat salah. Not just that sallu salah, they have just made namaz. No, iqamati salah, the perfection of namaz, the absorption in namaz. Totally you are with your beloved in your namaz. And for that is a long, long process that we have to work in order to get our namaz outwardly correct. Inwardly still very far. That is what we have to work. Then we have achieved something. And so working towards Islam, how many of our friends still, we stand on the stuff, the feet are 1 centimeter, 2 centimeters, more than that behind the line, in front of the line. And after getting up from the first rakat, then it's right out. And our alignment goes out. If you're driving on the road, you hit the curb, you hit a pothole, your alignment, but then you don't keep on driving with your alignment out. You go and have it till you're aligned again. So when we get up from, also align ourselves. We can't be perfect, but at least reasonably we are properly on the line. It's just outward things, and really in the big things from namaz, just in namaz, the whole of namaz, this is a small thing, but the small thing in itself is a very big thing. It is just like having connection with Allah, a little connection is a big, big thing. And having a big connection with Allah is still small compared to all the more you can get. So yeah, namaz is also, well, muqimeen, they have got this concern by iqamat salah, concentration, devotion in namaz. How much do we have that in our namazes? والمقيمين ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. And what we gave them, they spend. If somebody kept amanat by you, gave you 5,000 rand, and it's his amanat, and he tells, okay, give 2,000 to so and so, 2,000. What have you done? You just gave it. You didn't do it. So whatever we are giving, I think it's my own. It's not mimma. Of that which we have given you, razaqnakum. That we are asking you to give. And Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, the height of stinginess is that a person doesn't give 2.5% of his zakat. And zakat again, on your house we are staying, no zakat. Your cars you are using, no zakat. So many things, no zakat, which are all normal things, which really should be also zakatable. The extra, which you haven't touched for 1 year, over and above, which is clear proof that you don't need, which the fuqaha say, 4 seasons, summer, winter, autumn, spring passed on you. You didn't use it. Now, actually, some ulama and sahaba also have the opinion that zakat on that is 100%. When you didn't use it for 4 seasons that came on you. You don't need it now. Give it to those who are desperately in need. Not only in need, desperately in need. But we all can take relief, big relief, that the masala is not 100% zakat. Yusuf said, not 90, not 80, not 50, not 20, not 10, not 5, 2.5%. If a person is not giving his zakat properly, it's the worst level of his stinginess. And zakat also, not I think I'll give so much this year. I think I must give so much this year. It must be calculated. Then, over and above that. Because many times our calculations, they don't give us the true reflection. A person in partnership, we're having financial discussions end of the year. We're going to sort out our profits now. And you're going with great hopes what you are thinking. And you saw the business was flourishing. Busy the shop was. When you went there, the accountant explained that we had 3-4 court cases also, and we had to pay big amounts there. We had some robberies also, and we lost money. Actually, we all have to pay in again to keep the business going. Where you thought I'm going to collect, lene ko gaye, dene ke ho gaye. There you have to actually pay in. So don't work on calculation, see the actual figure, and then add on to that also. And how much more a person gives, so much more. So this will mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, to spend. And many places Allah has explained the real quality of His true lovers. When we thinking we're nearing somewhere perfection, we are reaching, we must see how much are we spending in the path of Allah. Yeah, Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They are those people who spend not only when they have got more, but even when they are in difficult condition. And this we will see commonly with the poor people. If you go to the squatter camps, etc., they got nothing. But if they get something, it's a matter of sharing. And you come to the rich areas, they got everything. And they get more, it's a matter of keeping. Not a matter of sharing at all. I must buy another property now. I must make offshore investment now. All those things come in our head. Whereas the poor people, the people around us, let us share with all. And like what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, some food came to him. He said, my daughter Fatima hasn't eaten so long. Send to her. They always think of the other person. Those things are not in us. These are the qualities of spending in the past. These qualities. And for that now to bring it in us, walbutna min sha'iril walbut. Ja'alnaha lakum sha'ir. When you slaughter, now qurbani is also going to come. And make your qurbani fatibu biha nafsa. Open your heart. Don't look for one frail, cheap animal. Open your heart and spend on that. And ulama have written the best qurbani are the big animals. That is a camel, a bull. That to spend, in other words, to spend more in the past. And the real qurbani is you don't take anything. Today our qurbani, we know that it must be divided in three parts. And for us, is one part is for the deep freeze. The other part is for the braai in the family. And the third is for friends and friends and family who we know they also going to give us. And if they didn't give us last year, this year they off the list. We don't give them. And now is cell phone zamana. Why are you even exchanging, taking the trouble? Tell them I was supposed to give you the front right leg of my cow, my goat, and you wanted to give me. So you keep it from my side and I'll keep. Don't take the trouble of even exchanging it. The qurbani, one third is for the poor and needy. And in that, for family, one third. And one third for your own use. And what is for the poor and needy, and for other people, even non-Muslims. Qurbani, Allah made the qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That it isn't only in Mina, not only in the Haram of Makkah, not only in certain, not only in the Muslim, but for non-Muslims also. Everyone. So let them also be part of it. And in that way also we will be spreading Islam if we do it, our qurbani correctly. So this is very important. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the Quran, not one, two places, this completion of akhlaq. In the Hadith Sharif, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina Sharif, just still hasn't entered Medina Sharif, and he said that, أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَأَفْشَوُ السَّلَامُ وَصَلُّ وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامُ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامُ. All these qualities of feeding people, of spreading love, salam, and making connection with Allah, and taking from the treasures of Allah at night, and in the day distributing it to the people. Those are the things, that is what has to come into us. The cherry on the top to say, there is no cherry, that will come at the time of maut. Whom Allah will give that. But our work is this, that not only our ibadat, our namazas are not right still. Our iman and yaqeen is still not right. We have to reach right there. When are we going to reach there? This is the time Ramadan Allah has given us. And at the end now, we can also still work with Allah for one night and Allah can make us reach there. One country, the king died. And they said that, who are we going to make the new king? So they decide the first person who comes to the gate of the palace in the morning, we'll make him our king. Allah Shan, the first person to come, a beggar. Not only a beggar, whose father, grandfather, whole ancestry, all are beggars. But they brought him, put him on the throne. You are our king. All the matters came now to be worked out of the kingdom. This matter, that matter, with that country, this matter. 100% correct, he's giving all the decisions. When his time came to his rest now, 11, 12 o'clock, he must go to his resting chamber. He called two people. He said, put your arms under my armpit, and how a king is taken, take me like that. They said, king, we will take you. But Bashar Salamat, till this morning, you were a beggar, and your torn and tattered clothes, your father, your all, where you know all these things? So he says, that Allah who put me on this throne, who had that Qudrat, overnight he made me the king. He taught me all these things, overnight. In the battle of Badr, when Allah sent Malaika to fight, Malaika are not fighting people. They all the time tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. But Allah taught them on the spot how to fight, and how they fought after that. So Allah will, we turn to Allah solely. Allah will make our tarbiyat. Allah will teach us. So we have this few moments still of Ramadan left, make ourselves. And then we go out in the world and see how Islam will spread. When the Sahaba from Medina Sharif, the whole existing world, Islam spread in the world. Right to the far east, right to the west, to the north, everywhere Islam went. If we also, but that was when Islam came in their lives. Islam doesn't spread with videos, and Islam doesn't spread with all technology, and with YouTube and that. Islam spreads with these things here. If there's one ayat we can get in our lives, this will spread Islam in the world. Today Islam is not in my life. How is it going to come in other people's life? Allah give us all tawfiq to bring this reality into us, to understand what Ramadan is, what we had to achieve, where we had to get to. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.